The key to being fit might not be what you think. Stay tuned to find out what that is.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Welcome to Visibly Fit. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. As you know, Visibly Fit is about being fit mind, body, and spirit. And sometimes people think that being fit is really just all about the physical, but there is a key element to being fit that you may not be aware of. And I have with me today Deborah Smith Pagay, and she is just a wonderful friend, first of all, but she is an author, she's a speaker, she has sold a million copies of 30 Days to Taming Your Tongue, is a fabulous book. She sold another million copies with all the other 16 books you've written. I mean, this woman knows her stuff. She's a communication strategist. She's a coach. She's, like I said, she's a speaker. She knows this topic well. And so as we're talking about being fit and how we have the key to this certain ingredient that you're not aware of.
Yes.
What is that key?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. See, now you weren't thinking that, were you?
That's
forgiveness.
Right. That's right.
Why is forgiveness the key to being fit?
Because forgiveness, unforgiveness, is really just unresolved anger. And once we learn to let the anger go, then we'll stop the emotional eating. We'll be more empowered to want to look good, feel good. The whole works. I think that's important.
That's right.
Yes.
And don't you think when you forgive, especially like when you forgive yourself, it allows you to love yourself and therefore you're going to make healthy choices. And also when you forgive others, you're going to love them and encourage them to make healthy choices.
Absolutely. It's amazing what negative emotions do to us. Really. I think when we stop and just look at resentment, anger, just being just distressed, all of those things really play into how well we take care of ourselves and how we view other people. If when we're angry and we don't take care of ourselves, then we get into self-rejection. And then if I'm rejecting myself, I'm going to reject you.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So what's Deborah Smith Pagay's definition of forgiveness?
Well, I have two definitions.
Okay.
One is just releasing the right to avenge a wrong. Hmm. It's not my job. I give up my right to pay you back. But the other is that when we forgive, you hear that word give and forgive. When we forgive, mm-hmm. we give to others what God has given to us.
We give them
mercy and understanding. And let me tell you, that is so freeing. And I know this because this has not been my strong suit until I actually started to write this book.
Oh, really?
Where I started to practice forgiving people, just releasing people. No matter what happened, I'd say, no matter what, I'm going to release everybody. In fact, my mentor used to say, I release everybody. And so I do that now. The minute I'm offended, the minute somebody has disadvantaged me or whatever, I say, I release that person.
Boy,
now, I don't feel it. I don't feel the emotion of it, but emotions follow behavior.
Yes, yes.
So once I say that, and I like to hear myself saying that I release everybody.
Well, and I think that's a beautiful setup for what I typically talk about as far as when you release emotions, then you release the weight that are attached to those emotions.
Yes, yes.
And or whatever stronghold you may be carrying.
Yes, yes.
You know, whether it's just an addiction or whatever that stronghold is,
yes.
it's usually due to an emotion. And 9 times out of 10, it's forgiveness issues,
oh,
right?
Oh, it is. Even the physical. And you talk a lot about that. And I just want to say thank you just publicly because you've just been such an inspiration. And you're pouring into me how to get my arm straight.
Oh, we had fun doing that, too.
Oh, that was so funny.
I was in the parking lot. We were on FaceTime, and I was showing Deborah how to, to do some shoulder exercises. So that was fun. Yeah.
But you've been an inspiration, and just by example and by teaching. So I want to say thank you for that.
But
it really is important to learn how, and we can do it. Here's the deal. This isn't something we can't do.
Right.
I hear a lot of people say, well, I just can't forgive. You don't know what was done. I'm thinking, suppose God took that approach. I just can't forgive you because that was just too much. And so here's my thing. I want to be a channel of forgiveness. I don't want to be a reservoir of forgiveness. I don't want to just get God's forgiveness and I don't extend it to you.
That's a good
So that's what I'm trying to do now. I'm trying to make sure that I extend it. And it has nothing to do with my emotions, how I feel about you and all of that. I do it because God has commanded me to. Because I love this, Wendy. In Mark 11:23, it talks about, if you will say unto the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and don't doubt. You know, we love that. Don't we like that?
Oh, totally.
You shall have whatever you say.
That's right.
And then it says in Mark 11:25, and when you stand praying, if you have anything against anybody, forgive them.
Forgive them.
That you may be forgiven.
That's right.
So that's the space I want to be in. I want to make sure that I am just a channel of that forgiveness so that God is free to forgive me. I don't think we really believe that God will hold it against us if we don't forgive somebody.
No, but here's the thing about forgiveness that I have to ask you. I mean, it doesn't come easy for you, but as you've been writing this book, and I'm going to say this book, it's Forgive, Let Go, and Live.
Yes.
And so what a beautiful cover, by the way. I love
Thank you.
Is there a process of it being an easier thing to do? Because it is hard.
It's very hard.
I do, in my mind, I want to forgive.
Yes.
But it's the heart and the head that needs to connect and forgive, right?
Well, and here's the thing. When somebody offends us in any kind of way, it creates a debt.
Yeah.
It creates a debt. And we ask ourselves, what do I want from that person? He owes me something.
You know?
I believe that's why the Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. But when you keep in mind that we owe a huge debt to the Lord for our sins, and he said, listen, I release you. I forgive you. So do that for other people. So yes, it's hard, but you know that a fitness trainer, and this is how they work. I worked out with them a couple of times. But you know what? When I would work out with a fitness trainer, they would spot me. I would try to lift the weight.
Sure.
And then they would come along and just lift it, make it easier for you. Well, that's what we need the Holy Spirit to do for us. When we're trying to forgive somebody, it's not enough to just think, I'm the little engine who could. I think I can. I think I can.
I can't.
You can't.
No,
and that's the
not in the natural.
Not in the natural. Forgiveness is supernatural. You've got to have the Holy Spirit to supernaturally spot you so you can release the weight of that burden that you feel that you have when somebody has offended you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, since you really kind of dove deep into this as you were writing it, dove deep into forgiveness, was there a culprit? Was there a reason why you decided to write on forgiveness? Is there a story? Is it an example?
Yes, and it's a very painful story. My father died in 2009, and I'm one of seven children, and I'm not the oldest. And my oldest brother, my dad chose to leave me in charge of the will instead of him. And he was such a terror to me. He was very mean to me. He passed away in April from pancreatic cancer. Interestingly, we didn't get close, and I kept reaching out to him, and at one point I was alienated from my entire family. And I said, you know what, the Bible says blessed are the peacemakers. So I said, I'm going to actively seek to make peace with my family. So I did. During his sickness time, there was his appetite was very bad, but there was just one drink he could stand, and I was the only person who could make it the way he wanted it.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yes. And I released him all along, and so our family now is tighter than ever.
I'm
glad about that. But see, we inherited a legacy of unforgiveness.
Yes, and you lovingly went to him, made that drink that he could drink, and loved him through the place that he was in.
Yes.
And that's the Holy Spirit working through you.
Well, and he never said, I'm sorry, but I knew by his actions that he was sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and so,
yeah.
And that's another thing we have to understand. People may never say, I'm sorry.
That's right.
That's not the basis for forgiveness.
That's right. That is a good word.
You still have to forgive.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to hear, I'm sorry.
Right. You don't have to hear, I'm sorry.
And that's good. That's a good word. We're talking about forgiveness.
Yes.
And so before we even dive more into forgiveness, I have to ask that you guys forgive us, because I had to grab this woman any chance I could. We were at the Ivy Hotel in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis, and we are actually speaking at a women's conference together.
Yes.
And I just had to grab you because you have such good information. So forgive us of any noise on the background, because, hey.
Well, you're such a delight to be with.
Oh,
I love what you're doing.
You.
It's just really getting us ready to be effective in the kingdom. I appreciate that.
Yeah. You know, that is my goal, and that is my heart, that we are standing strong and firm, and so that we can fulfill our calling and purpose.
We only get one body to do it.
So I
thank you for the inspiration.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, good. So let's talk a little bit more about forgiveness. You talk in your book that you've got five ways that forgiveness really affects your life. So what are those?
Well, I like to think of it as a base and four stools. There's the spiritual, and then the legs are the physical, the relational, the emotional, and the financial. And believe it or not, unforgiveness will affect all of those areas. First of all, spiritually, if we don't forgive, God's not going to forgive us. So right there, we've just disconnected our ability to be close to the the Father.
That's right. That's right.
But everything that we believe needs to come out of our spiritual well-being, our spiritual beliefs. And so if that's messed up, but then when we look at physically, if we honor our bodies, this mm-hmm. temple of the Holy Spirit, then that comes out of what we believe. When we forgive, we shortcut a lot of the illnesses that come out of
yes.
just being, you know, angry. Even your adrenal glands produce more and work harder when you're angry mm-hmm. because inwardly you're experiencing those emotions again.
The studies have been proven time and time again that it is like a breeding ground for disease, cancers, and all kinds of ailments,
arthritis.
Yes, all of that.
That's real
because it is the mind body spirit connection.
It is
right?
so connected.
Part of that,
and we need to be sensitized to that all the time. So thank you for doing that, because it's important. Then relationally, you know, listen,
sure.
being disconnected from people, God uses people. Everything we do in this life, we're going to have to do it through people.
Correct.
So we're going to have to learn how to get along with them, and people help us to grow. They really are our spiritual sandpaper. So every person in your life who is
isn't that the truth? I'm like, seriously?
Yes.
And yeah, it's probably a reflection of something that I need to work on.
But that's those kind of people help us to grow.
That's right.
You and I can challenge each other spiritually, uh-huh. but you're so sweet, and we flow. So I'm not going to grow spiritually just from interacting with you, other than the inspiration that you are. But it's when you resist that person in a way, that person resists you, that you got to show the love, you have to show the long suffering. So we need that. So situations where we need to forgive somebody will cause us to develop into that. I always tell everybody, your pain has a purpose. So relationally, and then emotionally, peace of mind. I have such peace of mind knowing that there's nobody in my life that I need to forgive right now.
That is good.
I say right now.
Right now.
It'll happen. You'll need to
again. Yeah.
There will always be an opportunity.
Sure.
You have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
You have to choose. And then financially, I have a quick, cute story on that. This guy called my office several years ago, ordered a book, and never paid for it. And I just sent it by faith. I normally get a credit card or whatever.
Sure.
And I was so upset with him. I kept that invoice in my files for like 2 or 3 years.
And it was like, golly, I'm going to get that money.
It's the principle of the thing. You know, and I felt like once I just trashed it, my creativity returned.
Oh. Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
It's a tithe. Let it go.
Let it go. So forgiveness is good for you.
See, and that was a little, kind of a miniature little stronghold, right?
Oh, it was. It was. And I kept thinking, why am I keeping it in here? And see, that's what we do. We need to just decide that we're going to let it go.
Predetermined,
no matter what, the next time you feel like you've been disadvantaged or taken advantage of in any way, you say, I forgive. I release that. Because by saying it.
Yeah.
Faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
I need to hear myself say that I release it.
Yes. And
That's
when you I say I forgive immediately,
yes.
then that puts the actions
Absolutely.
Into place. Even
Absolutely.
Though you don't feel it.
Right. You don't
you
have
say,
to
you know
feel
what?
It.
I forgive. I forgive that person of
yes.
the wrongdoing.
Yes.
So
because a lot of times we don't really know that person's history, you know.
Right.
So I want to just you know, what I really want to do is to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I do.
No matter what. Believe the best in everyone.
Believe the best. Because God does that for us.
Absolutely.
Keep in mind, forgiveness is giving to others what God has given to us.
Yes.
So if he's going to give me that grace, mm-hmm. the mercy, I want to extend that.
That's
really
good.
Yeah.
We all need to read this book. Get this book. But no, honestly, I mean, forgiveness is... I mean, I go back to it, but forgiveness is really that key to being fit. It's like all you got to do is put it in the lock, turn it, and then you will be set free and you will start making healthy decisions. And I don't mean just eating right and exercising. That's all part of it.
Yes.
But I'm talking, you know, not thinking of yourself, going and spending time with your friends, thinking of others. It's all that forgiveness piece. Because like you said, when you're in that unforgiveness, it's bitter, it's ugly, it's resentful, you get depressed.
Yes.
You don't want to be around anybody.
They don't want to be around you.
Right, and so how are you contributing to the world?
Well, and I think what we're doing today is sensitizing people to that behavior.
Yes.
So that you hear it, you catch yourself, and you say, I don't want to be in that place. And here's the good news. We don't have to count to 10 or make a New Year's resolution. We can just say, Holy Spirit, help me.
Yes.
And that's the good news.
That
we don't have to do it. Because it is God who works in us to will and to do. He gives us the desire and the power. And that's very encouraging to me.
Oh, it's very encouraging.
Very.
And honestly, when we know that we can't do it in our own strength,
yes.
that that God will do it through us, that yes. we just need to
right.
say, here we go.
Yeah.
It's yours. Help
yes.
me.
Yes. And we don't have
this.
To beat ourselves up. Right. I love the fact that you brought the guilt thing in, you know, forgive yourself, because too many of us are sacrificing our joy. There's
sure.
a scripture in Hebrews that in 10:18, I believe it says, when the sin has been forgiven, no more sacrifice is required.
Mm.
You can stop sacrificing your joy on the altar of guilt.
Right.
And just go in and enjoy your life.
Right. And that's
know?
What God wants from us. He wants
he
us to have an abundant life.
He
full
does.
Of joy and happiness and experience
yes. Yes.
to the fullest.
Yes.
I mean, it says that, I mean, well, John 10:10, right?
Yes.
The thief is here. He's trying to steal, kill,
yes.
and destroy, but I have come so that they may have life
yes.
to its fullest.
And listen, I used to hold on to things that was just so minor, like if somebody forgotten to do my PowerPoint right. to speak, I'm like,
well, I don't know what you're talking about there.
I'm just
that
so
just
upset.
Happened.
I'm just so upset about that. I'm like, why? Just release people. You know, just release
right,
people.
Because
right. you know what is interesting?
Right.
God is never disappointed with us.
No.
Because to be disappointed, you'd have to have an expectation.
That's right.
And so God is, he's not like, I can't believe you did that.
Right.
First of all,
right.
he knew you were going to do it.
I just have to say this because this is fresh. We are speaking at a women's conference together, and she spoke last night, and it was awesome. It was powerful. But there were some dancers that came on before you came on, and they had fog machines, and it was really cool. But in the middle of your sermon, the fog machine goes poof, and I'm talking massive fog, and you were such a pro. You just let the Holy Spirit take the next move, and you're like, oh, and this is where I'm supposed to disappear.
I didn't know what to do. I'm thinking, you know, when you have that kind of smoke like that,
yes.
somebody usually disappears.
But you know what? You could have been angry. It could have thrown you off. You could have been bitter, but instead, you're just immediately on the spot. You declared forgiveness, and let's just have fun with this.
Well, and we can't take ourselves too seriously.
Right.
A lot of times, we harbor offenses because really, our ego was on stage anyway.
Right.
You know, when you just say, you know what, the will of the Lord be done.
That's right.
And here's my thing, Wendy, and I hope people will remember this. No matter what happens, God saw it before it happened. He saw it while it was happening,
uh-huh.
and he could have stopped it.
And
but he chose
like,
not to.
He has a sense of humor.
I said, okay, he could have stopped it. No matter what, whether it's a funny thing or whether it's painful, God could have
right.
stopped it.
That's
so
right.
I just say, the will of the Lord be done. I salute whatever
right.
God is doing.
And I encourage you all to go and get Deborah's book, Forgive, Let Go, and Live. Because that's what it's about. We got to live.
We got to live.
So life's too short.
Amen.
So thank you so much for being
thank
on the show.
You,
bless you, my sister.
Thank you.
And stay right where you are. We're going to be back with some forgiving exercises, physical exercises that you can do that will help you get through the time of unforgiveness. Stay where you are.
Amen.
Have you ever told anyone, go walk it off? Well, it turns out that's great advice. It's great for you mentally, physically, and spiritually. Hi, I'm Wendy Pett, fitness and wellness expert and creator of the Visibly Fit Exercise and Wellness System. With Walk It Off Now, it's a 6-week walking workout program. You'll get 6 weeks of online videos right to your email inbox. You get an ebook, a walking journal, plus access to my private Facebook community to keep you accountable. So what are you waiting for? Go to walkitoffnow.com and join me. Welcome back to Visibly Fit. We had such a great program so far with Deborah Smith Pagay. I just love that lady. She is the real deal. Now, if you struggle with forgiveness or you know someone who does, then make sure you get her book, Forgive, Let Go, and Live. And one of the best ways to begin to forgive is by changing the way you speak about others that have treated you poorly. It's also about changing your words and how you speak about yourself. Forgiveness of yourself is vital to live the life that God created you to live. He forgives you. It's your turn to forgive yourself. Now let's take a moment and walk through a few forgiving exercises. It's all about the breath. Inhaling God's love and exhaling, releasing negative thoughts and feelings. Now take 8 to 10 of these cleansing breaths every day. I'm gonna show them to you in just a second. When you feel that tightness close to your chest or in your throat of unforgiveness, when that creeps back in, this is what I want you to do, all right? I just want you to stand, and I just want you to take a big inhale through your nose like this. And then I want you to exhale through your mouth, pulling those negative thoughts, negative release of breath down, and push it out, all right? So I want you to inhale. You can close your eyes if you want. It may seem silly, but there is great power in breathing and focusing on all the good that God is and that He created you in His very image. He loves you deeply, and He desires nothing more than for you to love yourself the same way that He loves you. Another forgiving exercise that I recommend is stretching. I want you to stretch past old thoughts and beliefs and stretch towards God's truth and His Word. This will be a great time to practice scripture memorization as well. So what I'd like you to do, and maybe you can jump off the couch and do it with me, is I want you just to put your feet side by side, all right? And I just want you to stretch over as far as you can. All right, there's something so beautiful about a stretch. Reaching beyond that comfort zone, all right? You're going to feel this all in your side here, but reaching past that place of comfort and reaching for God's truth, His love, and His Word. And then you go up and you reach to the other side, reach all the way up and over. It really does feel good. It's a beautiful, beautiful exercise when you can reach through and past that place and get to that place of forgiveness. Now, you can also reach up. Right? Reach up into God's arms. Reach up high, on your tippy toes if you must, right? And I want you to climb and stretch and reach. Again, reaching for God's love, His truth, and learning who you are and whose you are. This is about forgiveness. Stretching allows you the flexibility to love yourself again, to reach beyond the way you used to think about yourself, and to learn how to love and forgive yourself. It's a big key component to becoming fit. Stretching truly is a great physical analogy to life. Sometimes we are so tight and so rigid that we can't move beyond our circumstance or those old thought patterns. So if you'll begin to stretch your body, it really will encourage your mind and your heart to stretch as well. Now, the deep breathing that we did is a beautiful way to naturally detox the body of toxins. The word detox has been thrown around a lot lately, and you may have tried numerous detox methods yourself. But do you know the best way to detox? I mean, do you? Because if you think it's only one thing, then you're wrong. No, detoxing is a multitude of things that will help to rid your body full of toxins. For instance, while juicing is fabulous, and I love to juice almost every day, it's not the full-on cure to rid the body of toxins. The truth is that we are subjected to toxins on a daily basis, and doing just one protocol or doing just a one-time cleanse or detox is merely a one-hit wonder. And you might wonder, well, why should we even be concerned about toxins, and how do we detox? Well, a toxic body holds on to fat. And that's not good. And a toxic body causes inflammation, which is really a major culprit to disease. The organs of detoxification include the colon, liver, lungs, kidneys, the skin, which is a major organ, and the lymph glands. So what are just a few simple ways that you can begin to live a detox lifestyle? I'm going to give you 8. Now, this goes beyond the obvious of ditching sugar, unhealthy fats, and processed foods from your diet. But I'm going to give you these 8 that you might not be aware of. Number 1, I want you to think about drinking a full glass of warm or hot water with lemon every morning with a little dash of cayenne pepper if you can handle the heat. I know you might really be tempted to reach for that cup of coffee, but please start your day with a loving, alkalizing choice instead. Coffee makes the body acidic. Speaking of water, drink water all day long. The body's made up of over 70% water, and it needs water to push those toxins out of the body. Use a glass water bottle or one that's BPA-free, and drink water that has been purified as well. Purchase a good water purifier for your home. It is worth every penny of the investment to rid your water of harmful chemicals. Now, 3, consume protein. You need the amino acids that are in protein to help release the body of toxins. A few of my favorite plant-based sources come from quinoa, beans, lentils, nuts, seeds like hemp and chia, and seitan. Now, 4, take a good probiotic, something that has 15 to 20 billion and at least 7 strands of bacteria, and a digestive enzyme for it to just really ensure a healthy gut. If your body doesn't have a healthy gut, then your foods will not be broken down properly, and therefore the nutrients, they won't be delivered to your body for its best function. Now, if you eat a plant-based diet, like I highly recommend, then you'll actually receive a good amount of those enzymes through your diet. A plant-based diet will also allow for proper vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to ward off those free radicals, those toxins, and help eliminate those from your body. Number 5, eat fiber. Fiber makes you feel full and it scrubs out the intestines to rid the body of waste. Eating fiber comes easy when you're eating fruits and vegetables. Beans and lentils are also a great source, and also certain grains like oats. Now, I usually have steel-cut oats with cinnamon, chia seeds, and mixed berries every morning for breakfast. It's a great way to fuel your body for the day and to get some fiber to scrub out those intestines. Number 6, exercise. Of course I'd bring this up, right? Well, fitness is not fluff. It's not this add-on if I feel like it kind of activity. It's critical to detox and for a detox lifestyle. It helps you to declutter the lymphatic system, and it helps to rid your body of unwanted fats and bacteria and other harmful matter. Exercise pumps the blood through the body, which really feeds every inch of your body with life. Exercise is especially known to enhance the brain, which we all need. When you sweat, also you release those toxins. And so exercise is crucial and beneficial to detox. And fitness is simple. It's as simple as walking. In fact, you can join me for my Walk It Off Now program. It's a 6 weeks program. Go to walkitoffnow.com and jump in on our next challenge. It'll be a lot of fun and we would love to have you. Now, why walk? Well, walking's easy. Anyone can do it. And walking heals the mind, the body, and the spirit. Number 7, sleep. This is key. When you shut your eyes, your body is in full swing repairing and trying to detox and regulate the body for the next day. Now, a good 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep is ideal for most. Now, one fact, hormones are released in the brain during waking hours are different than when we're asleep. And when those hormones become unbalanced, then it causes toxicity in the body. So, sleep, good sleep. And lastly, positive thoughts. We have over 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and it's said that the average person actually thinks negative 75% of the time. And negative thoughts release toxic chemicals in our brain. I mean, how do you go from negative to positive, you might ask? One thought at a time. And when you recognize that negative thought, write it down. And I want you to counter it with a positive affirmation or a scripture verse. You know, it comes easy when you start to practice, just like the breathing. Inhale the good, exhale the bad. I really hope you found today's program helpful. That's my goal. And I hope you'll adopt a detox lifestyle and vow never to just do a detox. I also hope you'll learn to forgive, because it's truly the key that will unlock your wellness level and take it to the next level. So thank you so much for tuning in today on Visibly Fit. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. But until then, come find me. Come find me on social media. I can't wait to see you there.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.